good start to the day.
Good morning. Would you please stand as you are able for the confession and forgiveness? Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to life for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and by what we have left undone. We have not found love shall. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we may delight in your will and walk in your way. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead to sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of the Holy of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Kyrie eleison on our world and on our way. Kyrie eleison every day. We passion response to the hungry and the poor, that we may live out truth and justice and grace. Let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Kyrie eleison on our world and on our way. Kyrie eleison every day.
Amen. Can I get an amen? That is a Kyrie that deserves an amen for sure. Let us pray. Oh God, our leader and guide, in the waters of baptism, you bring us to new birth, to life as your children. Strengthen our faith in our promises, that by your Spirit we may lift up your life to all the world through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading is from the 12th chapter of Genesis. The Lord said to Abram, "Go to your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the ones who curse you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. The word of God, the word of life.
Up my eyes to the hills. My help comes from the Lord. I lift up my eyes to the hills. My help comes from the Lord. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The Lord will not let your foot be moved, nor will the one who watches over you fall asleep. Behold, the keeper of Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. I lift up my eyes to the hills. My help comes from the Lord. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will preserve you from all evil and will keep your life. The Lord will watch over your going and your coming in from this time forth forevermore. I lift up my eyes to the hills. My help comes from the Lord.
The second reading is from the fourth chapter of Romans. What then are we to say was gained by Abraham, our ancestors, according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now, to one who works, wages are not reckoned as a gift, but as something due. But to one who does not work, but trusts him who justifies the ungodly, such faith is reckoned as righteousness. For the promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or to his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and promise is void. For the law brings wrath. But where is there no law? Neither is there transgression. For the reason the promise depends on faith, in order that it may rest on grace, so that it may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all of us. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to John. Now, there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with that person. Jesus answered them, very truly, I tell you, no one can come to see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, how can anyone be born again after growing old? Can one enter a second time into the womb of their mother and be born? Jesus said, very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished by what I have said. You must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the spirit. Nicodemus said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered him, aren't you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not know anything of these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not believe our testimony. If I have told you that earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one can ascend into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the servant in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that God gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The Gospel of the Lord. Hey, come on up, kids.
Hey, hey.
All right, have a seat. Have a seat. Someone stole my chair this week. It's all right, I got it back. Thank you. Yes. Okay, hey. I want to ask you a question. You ready? Everybody listen? All right. It's going to be graded afterwards. All right. What is the worst smell you have ever smelled? Anybody? Yes. Your sister's diaper? I get that probably. Yeah, it's a good one. How about you? A skunk? Yeah, one that had sprayed. Yeah, that would be very, very gross. Right down here, what's the worst smell you smelled? Your dog's farts? Okay. I'm going to go with that. I think that's a good one, too. How about you guys over here? Grossest thing you ever smelled? Skunk. A skunk. Trash that's been sitting out too long? Ugh, that can be really gross. Anybody else? Grossest thing you ever smelled? You? Oh, Nico. Oh, Daddy says that? Okay. We censor this so Daddy doesn't know. What? Did you have your hand up right here? Did you have your hand up? Anybody else? All right. Okay, I'll ask you another question. Can you sleep with your eyes closed? Can you sleep with your eyes open? Different question. You say some people? Yeah, is that vampires? Your dad has a friend who sleeps with his eyes open? That would freak me out too. Right? So we can't sleep with our eyes open very much. Maybe a couple of people can. Right? Right. Okay, here's another one. Why do you have two ears? Just giggled. Why do you have two ears? You don't know? For listening, you can listen on both sides. Yeah, very good idea to have ears. What else? Yeah, so you can hear exactly what's coming in on this side and what's coming on this side. Why do you think we have two ears? Because we've got to listen, that's right. And having two ears is really a good way to listen. All right, I love that. I love that, it's so cute. All right, nobody gave a reason for me to have two ears. To hold my glasses, that's right. Have you ever gone glass shopping lately? Good Lord, it's like a mortgage payment. It's ridiculous. Ugh, so not easy. Strong prescription, progressives. Oh my gosh, hard to find. Anyway, here's the last one. Where is God? Huh? God is buried? Like Jesus was buried at Easter, right? Do you remember what happened after that? That Jesus rose, he was alive again. Why? Well, because we need Jesus back in the world. And so Jesus is there for us all the time. All right, where is God? In heaven, all right? Is heaven just up here? Or do you think there's heaven everywhere and we sort of feel heaven around us? Everywhere is good. Where is God, Nico? God is out, okay. All right. Anybody else? Where is God? We've got heaven, we've got buried. He's in our tummies, they're in our heart, right? God is in our heart. Yay! God is in our heart. That's awesome. That is very good. All right. Is anyone here? A puppy's getting a shakeout. Is anyone here know how to pray? Yeah? Would you like to pray for us today? Would you like to pray for us today? Just to say thank you, God, for us being here? You do? All right, can you say it? All right, let's pray. Everybody pray.
Thank you for giving us shelter and helping us go through hard stuff. Amen.
Amen. Excellent prayer. Excellent prayer. Thank you so much. All right, we'll see you guys next week. So, good morning. I asked them what the grossest smell was they ever smelled. Anybody else got one to beat? Dog farts?
Wastewater treatment plants.
Wastewater treatment plants, absolutely. SEPTA buses and trains.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Worst smell? We got diapers.
Teenage middle school boys.
After raising a son, I'm going to say amen to that one. All right? Amen. Some questions are easiest for us to answer, right? Some of them are funny, some of them are serious. What day should we baptize the baby? Well, let's look at the schedule and see who's going to be in town and stuff. Some of them are easy. My exam is on Friday, so how do I study? When do I study? I study now or very, very late Thursday night and into Friday morning, depending on what kind of student you are. There are questions that we sometimes do pretty well with, but I think questions sometimes are a little bit harder. One of the hardest questions for Cindy and I to determine at times is what we're going to have for dinner. Anyone else have that problem? What do you want to have for dinner? I don't know. What do you want for dinner? I don't know. So I got this little octagon dice, and you just roll it around, plop it in your hand, it tells you what to go eat. So it says sushi, Mexican, steakhouse, Italian, fast food, Chinese. So you just roll it around, and there you go. Cindy, we are having, steakhouse today. Yeah. Oh. Sometimes we try to find things to fool us to think that we actually can make an answer out of nowhere. But I've always been intrigued by this. I've been intrigued about Nicodemus for three reasons. One, he's used so often in the Gospel of John. He's not found in Matthew, Mark, or Luke at all. Not one mention of him. But in John, he tells a story about Nicodemus coming to him by night to ask Jesus a question. Now, as part of the Pharisees, part of the Sanhedrin even, one of the legal scholars of the day, and he comes at night, and he comes to Jesus and he says, you've been talking about being born again. What does that mean? How am I supposed to be born again? I can't crawl back up in my mother's womb and be born again. What does it mean to be born again? And Jesus says, it is to be born of the Spirit, of water and the Spirit, of a divine baptism, a baptism where God lays God's hand or representatives lay our hand on someone and say, you are baptized. It's a powerful moment, but he said, I don't think that's all I'm supposed to do. What else am I supposed to do? How do I get baptized? How do I get born again? After that birth happens, we have all kinds of things that happen around us. And so how do we concentrate on being born again? And grew up in Texas, it was one of the two most annoying questions that I got from Christians. One was, have you been born again? Meaning, if you had this sort of high top, elevated, amazing, emotional conversion to say, Jesus, come into my heart to live. I give you all my life and all my soul. Please come into my life. They're baptized typically in those traditions, and then they have been born again. The second thing that always drove me crazy growing up is that people would ask me incessantly, have you found Jesus? And my favorite response was, is he lost? And for a minute, they would just look there, staring at me, trying to decide what to do. And the truth is, none of them ever came back with an answer. Most of them just walked away. So it's a great trick if anyone wants to talk to you about being born again or about Jesus, say, oh, I heard he was lost. And then we ask the question. So what's happening with Nicodemus is he's kind of having a question of faith. He knows in Jewish tradition that there are times that you are baptized as an adult. When you convert or other issues that are going on in the Jewish tradition, you do get baptized into their faith. In the Christian tradition, almost every tradition that we have inside the Christian tradition has baptism, water anointing, some sort of physical motion to convert and to mark the person. It might be oil on the forehead. These things mean that we are Christian, that we are divine, that we are part of the cosmos, we are part of God's activity. And that being born again means that we have allowed the Spirit of God to enter into us. And because that Spirit is into us, like Nico said, in our tummy, it ruffles. It reminds us, hey, there's something going on here. I need to do that. I need to be a part of that. There are two more places where Nicodemus comes into the story. In chapter 7 in John, Jesus is being talked about. They want to file charges against him, and they want him dead. And Nicodemus stands up and says, as a trusted leader in the Sanhedrin, you can't try him when he's not here. That's not fair. We have to wait. If you want to try him, we have to try him in front of us. So he is sometimes called the defender of Jesus. In the middle of a judicial process, all the Sanhedrin wanted to kill Jesus. Nicodemus raises his hand, maybe a little timidly, maybe a little nervously, and he says, we can't do that. It's against our tradition. It's against our laws. One convicted and dedicated person can stop illegal or inappropriate action by simply standing there like Nicodemus did and say, stop. This is not right. We can't let that happen. Whether it's a kid being bullied on the playground or a child who's being ridiculed for their Payless shoes, or if it is a teenager that dyes their hair or wants to pierce their body or wants to get tattoos. If you are a young mom with kids or a middle-aged mom with kids, your dad struggling, trying to figure out how do I be the best dad I can be and still not kill my son because he will not learn how to mow the lawn in even strokes. If you're a college kid and you're just not sure about what life looks like, young married couple thinking about having kids and not being able to, having to go through a long journey to make that happen. You see, when Jesus came, he didn't take all the questions away. We get to our 40s and we're sitting there going, holy smokes, I gotta send kids to college and have some money to live on when I retire. The questions still come. The questions still come. And Nicodemus' question was so important that he went at night. Now, I'll tell you, a lot of biblical scholars, a lot of folks, a lot of preachers will say he was trying to be there just in secret. So no one knew he was there. He had a question, just like all of us have questions. He wanted that question answered. So when did the question arise in him, I'm wondering? Did he wait night and he had that all day trying to go, oh, I can't wait to ask Jesus this question. Man, I've got to ask Jesus this question. I cannot wait till I get to see Jesus. And then all of a sudden he goes, it's dark, let's go. I don't have to wait till tomorrow. Jesus will talk to me anytime. And off he goes in the dark to see Jesus, to ask a question that changes all of our lives. What does it mean to be born again of the Spirit? Every time you come into church, you are born again in the sign of the cross and in the table. You are born again by saying loudly, I have a faith that I have a faith home and I want to be here. By sharing that with others outside the church. Hey, you want to know how to be born again? It's not a bad thing. For me, it just sort of triggers a reaction because I was asked it so many times growing up. I was born again the day I was born. And I'm born again every morning knowing that God is with me. And I am born again knowing that even when I have questions that seem unanswerable, that God will help me answer them. I am born again in the friendships I make through this church and others, where we do things together for the faithfulness of our church, of our community. And so today when you come to the table, maybe say a little prayer. God, as I take this sacrament, I also remember who I am. That I am a child of God, no matter what my questions are. That I am special. And loved, oh so loved, oh so loved. Amen.
I am so glad all of you are here today. One of my passions as a choir teacher is to do repertoire with my students by living composers. And a lot of times if the composers are in the area, there's a very prominent composer, Rollo Dilworth, who teaches at Temple University. When I do one of Rollo's pieces, he comes and talks to my kids. If they aren't in the area, we try to zoom them in. So my students get a sense of real, live, working musicians and composers. So we are in for a treat today. We have been singing Believe Your Eyes for the last month, and the composer is here this morning with us as a preview for our concert this afternoon at 4. So please join us in Believe Your Eyes with Thomas Kiesecker.
Thank you, thank you. We will continue by reciting together the creed that gives a synopsis of our faith, but also a direction for how we are called to live. Join me in the creed found in your bulletin. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. Third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Reconciled in God's mercy and sustained by God's presence, let us pray for the world and for its needs. Faithful One, you renew us by grace. As you have inspired faith through the work of church artists and hymn writers throughout the ages, give your church the means to praise your beautiful name and your body today. Hear our prayer, O God. Living One, you delight in the world. The sun and moon, the wind and the water declare your goodness. Preserve the earth and protect conservationists, scientists, and all who labor in service in creation. Hear us, O God. Ruling One, you bless us to be a blessing. Open the hearts of all leaders to seek the flourishing of every person and lend your help to all who wait for justice, deliverance, and peace. That includes, O God, Gaza, Iran, and Ukraine. Hear us, O God. Compassionate One, you send your Son to save. Declare your word of acceptance to any who feel condemned, and lift up any brought low by hatred and exclusion. Tend to all who are struggling with illness or loss. Dolores, Ava, Francis, Kathy Liberate, Ed, Nancy, Mary and Bobby, Nancy, Jessica, and our Mary who have surgery on Thursday. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. Guiding One, you watch over our going out and our coming in. Bless newcomers and new members in the assembly, and accompany those who have recently left this community to journey elsewhere. Hear us, O God. Equal One, Eternal One, you neither slumber nor sleep. Be our keeper in life and in death. Thank you for our beloved who have died, and for your promise which saves this world by your love. Hear us, O God. Receive our prayers, O God, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Before we do the peace, I want to pause for just a moment. Andrew's birthday was on Wednesday. He was away, but I think there's enough singers in this room that we can pull this off, right? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Andrew. Happy birthday to you. Yay! And now, the peace of Christ be with you always. Share signs of peace with one another. Peace be with you, Kellen. Peace, Harry. How are you? Peace to you, Don.
Peace be with you.
Hey, Katie. Peace be with you. You know, peace be with you. Peace be with you. Very nice having you here with us today. With special honor. I'm Pastor Terry. Nice to have you. Yeah. Peace be with you. Oh, is she not? Peace be with you. Peace be with you. I'm breaking up your little conversation. Yeah. So where do you live currently? Where do you come from?
I live in Maryland.
You live in Maryland? Have you a whole life up there?
Oh, no. I'm an Army brat, you know.
Oh, lots of moving around.
Well, not too much. You know, I was born in Fort Knox.
Yeah.
My mother's German, so we
spent
quite a few years in Germany.
Yeah.
And then,
wow.
And then, yeah, so we, and then we grew up in Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
My wife and I.
Good.
Easy peace.
Nico.
Us old people know who that is.
You're on. Go. Andrew's going to help us share our God sightings for the week.
Phil Donahue is on it. Any God sightings today? Yeah, it's Katie.
This past Thursday, I had a doctor's appointment, and when I was getting dropped off, somebody was in the elevator and everything, and helped me go up the elevator, and they were going to the same place and helped me check in and found a seat. So I felt like that God was watching me that day.
Thank you.
Yay. That's awesome.
My God sighting is I spent my birthday and the rest of the week in Providence, Rhode Island for the American Choral Directors Association Conference. Sounds like total geekdom, which it was. I heard lots of really great choirs and hobnobbed with a lot of really amazing choral directors and came back even more refreshed than before. My train was delayed 3 hours. I did not walk into my house till 1:30 this morning. But I was still up at 5 and got the two trains to get here today for a beautiful celebration with all of you.
My God sighting was last Sunday. Just the whole thing. The morning service, people came, and the folks who come in the afternoon for my, I'm not calling a celebration ministry anymore, it doesn't matter. Those of you came for the installation. And the people who made the food and the people who got communion ready and for decorating the church and for just showing up. And it just, the whole day just, one, it was exhausting because there was a lot of emotions. Both my sisters and my mother were watching. And one of my sisters, about halfway through the service, texted the family text and said, "Hey, their bishop's really cool." She wasn't texting. "This is amazing. Karen's so special. I'm glad this is happening." It was like, "Their bishop's cool." So at some point, I will tell Brian that. Huh? You did. Anyway, but one of the most special things to me was a sign that the children made that said, "We love PK." It's going to go up somewhere in the church. It's a little big for in the rest of the building. It made me so happy, and I have it laid out in my office so I can see it every time I go in. So that's my God sighting. My God sighting is you guys. And the relationship we have been building as pastor and church, and the relationship we will continue to. So thank you. God bless you. Yeah. Anyone else have a God sighting? Yes.
On Thursday night, we had several guests who were unhoused, and some of us knew because we were given a text and asked to make sure that we took good care of them. But no one else knew, and we took extremely good care of them because that's just what we do here at St. Mark's. And it made my heart, you know, very happy to see that.
Thank you.
That's amazing. That is, that's who we are. We take care of people. All right. Want to say anything else about the concert?
Yeah, I'll allow the guest of honor to speak about the concert because he will be able to speak more than I can.
I hope you come back out this afternoon at 4. I'm going to give a concert, and it'll be my piano music. And a lot of things have a Celtic flavor. I'm also going to do a set of African-American spirituals and a few Lenten things since we're in the season of Lent. And then I'll be playing some blues and rock and roll, actually. So it's always surprising when I play some of my arrangements. I can see people kind of light up, and it's kind of unexpected. So it'll be a lot of fun. I'll be sharing some poetry from Mary Oliver. And hopefully you'll laugh a little bit. You might cry a little bit. And I hope it gives you a little bit of an hour of some peace and quiet from the... You won't be able to watch CNN, you know. You can take a little bit of a break. But it's really nice being here with you all. And thanks for singing that song. It was wonderful to hear you all do that. Thank you.
If you love Tom's music, invite your friends this afternoon. If you didn't love it, invite your enemies this afternoon. One way or the other, invite someone. And there's food to follow, always.
Yep. I think where one or two St. Mark's folks are gathered, there is fried chicken. Am I right? Yeah. All right, other announcements? You can see those in the back couple of pages of your bulletin. Faith formation will be coming up first for communion in just a little bit. So kids, parents, and teachers come first, and then everyone else will be served. And please come join us on Thursday nights for our community meal. There are a lot of folks that are there because they're food insecure, but there are also folks who are coming because they just want to fellowship with each other. And it's an amazing, amazing ministry. And every time I'm there, I get blown away by the way they serve people who are there for the first time, by the way that they stock the little Colby Corner. Is that what it's called? It's Colby something.
Colby Corner.
Colby Corner, where you can get groceries. There was a man came by the table, and he looked down, and there was a gallon of stabilized milk, so it didn't have to be refrigerated. He didn't care about how to take care of it. He said, "You will give a whole gallon to me?" And we're like, "Yeah." And there's cereal right there. It was like it was blowing his mind that someone would take care of him like that. Did you want to say more, Pam?
Yeah, Joe Pop asked me to announce that you have to get your Easter egg orders in this week.
Uh-huh.
Because we're ordering our third batch of eggs, and then that's it. So the candy company can't provide more after this. So if you have an order, please get it in and over-order because, you know, they freeze well, and you can still eat them frozen.
See any others? As we move into the meal section of our service, it is by our gifts and the gifts of God that we share the grace that changes us so, so amazingly. Our offering is gathered in a couple of different ways. You can give online, you can give to the QR code, you can text it in, but know that the ministry that we do costs money. And the truth is that the world is a little expensive right now. And if you have just a little bit more that you could share with us so that we can continue doing the ministry that we do, that would be a wonderful thing. No one, though, should be in hurt or not have something because they're giving us more. Just think about it and pray about it. Would the ushers please come forward for the morning offering? Let us pray. God, our provider, you have not fed us with bread alone, but with words of grace and life. Bless us in these your gifts, which we receive from your bounty through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. His disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. As we celebrate communion at the rail, as I said, parents, kids, and teachers are going to be invited to come forward first, and then the ushers will help you come down the aisle. You can receive the bread from me. It is a wheat bread, but I also have gluten-free, so simply ask for that. There is alcoholic wine in the chalice, and then apple juice that is found inside the cup. Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Come to the table, taste and see. Given for you, because God says all the time, I love you. Hey, buddy. Do you know what this bread is? It's Jesus. And you know what it says? That He loves you, and God loves you, and so do I. The body of Christ broken and given for you. The body of Christ broken and given for you because this is God saying, do you know what it means? It means you're God's child, that God loves you, and so do I. Body of Christ broken and given for you. Through it, God says, I love you. The body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you because God loves you, and so do I. The body of Christ broken and given for you. Body of Christ given His great love to you. The body of Christ broken even for you. Do you know what it says? God says, I love you, and I do too. The body of Christ says, I love you. The body of Christ broken and given for you. The body of Christ. Can you take the bread? Okay, all right. I'm going to let this get the cleaner for you. I forgot to bring it over here.
That's okay.
I got it. She may need more. Okay. All right. I'm not going to touch it. I'm going to let you take your finger in. Is anyone else any gluten-free? Okay. That's it. Okay, that's all right. But you like juice? Yeah. There's some still here. That was coming out, but sorry for the holdup. got slowed down by the kids down there. Sorry. The body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you. This is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the body of Christ broken for you. Body of Christ broken for you. That's the bread. The body of Christ broken for you. Yeah, there's your cups. And she's a little behind, but she'll be here in a minute. It's okay. Buddy, guess what? I got you some bread. Do you know what that bread says? It says from God, I love you. And guess what? I do too. Do you want some bread? Yeah. Do you know what it says? It says God loves you. You want extra Jesus? There you go. I thought you might like that. A little extra Jesus? Gluten-free. She took it. Where's the gluten-free? Oh, I missed it. I'm not going to touch it. I'm going to let you do it. All right. The body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken just for you. The body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken just for you. The body of Christ broken 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 just for you. Mia, got some bread. No? Okay. Guess what? God loves you. And so do I. Yeah, oh, that's right. I know that's coming down here with this. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ broken and given for you. The body of Christ broken and given for you. The body of Christ broken and given just for you. The body of Christ given in love for you. Let us pray. Stand as you're able. Compassionate God, you have fed us with the bread of heaven. Sustain us in our Lenten pilgrimage. May our fasting be hunger for justice, for alms, for making peace. Our prayer, the song of grateful hearts through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Peace, serve the Lord.